ועל סימן שין למד חס. סיס בית. יש מתירים למה לאין יהודי לנגן בקלישיה בחופאיס. There are others that were matter to tell goyim, goyish musicians, to play b'kli shir b'chupais. It could be they made the chasen, they used to make the chasen erev Shabbos, and the suda was Shabbos, and you need music by a chasen, so they got goyish musicians to play. Elochayre nechesben what? The chasna was erev Shabbos, but the suda was in Shabbos, and the dancing and everything was in Shabbos, and they got goyish musicians. What they played? They gave them notes, and they played the. They played the all the nigunim. That's for sure. Yeah. Let us see. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. V'yiser ha'shmos chil b'chli shir, ein ele yiser d'rabono. The whole yiser to play a musical instrument is only yosemi d'rabono. G'zeiro sheme yisakun chli shir. So al koponim, so the whole yiser of ha'shmos chli shir to play a musical instrument is a d'rabono. V'amir ele eini yehudi, gam keineinu ele iser d'rabonon. To tell a goy to do something is also a d'rabonon. V'ahavi shvus d'shvus, so to tell a goy to play Shabbos, a musical instrument for a chosen and kaleh, so playing a musical instrument is a drabonim. Telling a goy is a drabonim. Or b'mokei mitzvah, it's a mokei mitzvah. The ein simchas choson v'kala ela b'chlishir. That means you can't have a chasna without chlishir. So memela, this is an essential chelik of the chasadim. So it's a shmus to shmus. B'mokei mitzvah, uchenal b'simin shin zayin sifei ayin shom, that a shvus to shvus b'mokei mitzvah is muta. So there, in shin zayin sifei, there it says, for example, you'll have a shofar on a tree, so you're not allowed to climb a tree in oilem b'ilon in yontiv, so I'll tell a goy to bring down the shofar. So to go on the tree is a drabonon, to tell a goy is a drabonon, and in the need for mitzvahs to kiya shayfa. So that's shmus to shmus, b'moki mitzvah. So in the same way, if I am a chasene and I need music, so memela, so it's a shmus to shmus, b'moki mitzvah. Dein simchas chosem b'kala ele b'klishir. Ayin shav. V'yesh mekoymeis shenogu lahachmer bozer. In other places, they were machmer. Im loy shehinum lozer me'erev Shabbos, unless they had called them erev Shabbos, they had told them erev Shabbos, v'loy yoyme loy klum, loy yoyme loy b'Shabbos klum, oy shebo ma'atzmoy l'nagin. Now let us try a little to explain this, what the Knesset HaGdol is saying. Remesin, this is a Chuvis HaRadbaz, Chelik Dalet, Simen Kuf Lamed Beis. Let us understand, he's saying that Shmer Ezach. He's saying that there's Machmirin. So that means to come in Shabbos to call over a Goyish musician. I want you to play that I am now in the middle of a suit. I want you to play. That's also. They asked Amir La'akum in Shabbos. But if they prepared them Erev Shabbos, that means he meant the same Goyish musician Erev Shabbos. He told, listen, there's a chasna tonight, I want you to come. So then they were Mekel. Then they were Mekel. So we have to understand this. The halacha of Amir La'akum applies in two eifanim. This one is Erev Shabbos. I'm not allowed to go over to a goy Erev Shabbos who can tell him to do a malacha for me in Shabbos. That's one issa. And there's another issa. I'm not allowed to tell a goy in Shabbos to do a malacha for me on Sunday. That's the second issa. Tell him to do in Shabbos is a double issur. But let us explain these issurim. There's an issur ledaber davar, shulayei dibucha b'shabbos kidibucha b'chol. So that means, so in Shabbos, one is not permitted to tell a goy to do a malacha in Shabbos. That's ledaber davar. Afilu, I'm telling him to do it on Sunday. That means, but I'm telling him in Shabbos. I'm telling him in Shabbos to do a malacha on Sunday. There's an issur ledaber davar. What if I tell him Erev Shabbos, he should do for me a malacha in Shabbos? So in Shabbos, I'm not telling him anything. I'm telling him Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos is no issur ledaber davar, Erev Shabbos. But there's another issur. There's an issur of shlichus. We say lechumrem yesh shlichus la'akum. So if I tell a goy, you should do something for me in Shabbos, so l'chumra I say, shluchai shalodom kemoisai, and what he is doing for me is kilo, I did it. So even though I told him in Erev Shabbos, and he does it in Shabbos, but he's doing it for me in Shabbos, he's my shliach, so it's equivalent, like I'm doing it, shluchai shalodom kemoisai. Now here, the Shor Knesset, the Knesset Agdoyle, says to tell him in Shabbos, it's also, but to tell him Erev Shabbos, it's mutter. So we have to understand this. So there's a Radbaz, Chelik Dalet Simin Kuf Lamed Beis, a Shuvas Radbaz. So he says, Umidino mutter loyma la'akum be'erev Shabbos sheyovoi lenagen lemochel. You're allowed to tell them Erev Shabbos, tomorrow I have a Sheva Brochus, I have a Zechasna, so you should come. Da'at kan lo yamrina. Da'amir la'akum be'erev Shabbos asura. When is Amir la'akum osam? Alok shoyim aloy lasis loyim meloche. I tell them Erev Shabbos, he should do a meloche for me. So that's kilu, I did the meloche. Avol hoche she Yisrael atzma yeine osa ela mishum gzeirom. There's no meloche. There's no issur to play a musical instrument on Shabbos. There's no, it's not from the Lamed Tesh Melochis. Chazal asked, you're not allowed to play a musical instrument. You might come and fix it. The might Shabbos, he might come and fix it. So since the whole issur, it's only a gzeire, it's not an iser atzmi, it's not a shmus, it's a gzeire. So here, the iser of shlichus does not apply. That's the whole iser of shlichus is only if I come to do a malachim. So that's what it says over here. That means even though the machaber holds, you're allowed to tell a goy in Shabbos, al shvus to shvus, the moke mitzvim, yesh mekoyme shenogu lahachme baze, im loy shechinim loze me erev Shabbos. Lo yoyma loy bishabbos klum, oy shebo maatzmoy lenagim. Knesset Agdoyle. Right. So far we hear the Machabo says you're allowed to tell a goy in Shabbos to play music for the Chosin Akala. They ain't Simchas Chosin Akala Ella Beklishiel. Agavuchin is on the Medicare and Mas. He says it matters on which place you're speaking about. The other people, the whole Simcha of Chosin Akala is only with music. Since by us, we don't need music. We sing Shiras V'Shishbachas to the Rabbi Nishal Olam. And that's the Simcha. So that's the simcha. You don't need the. We don't need the musical instruments. Amal Kaponim, the Mechaba held that it is a necessity for Simchas Chosin V'Kala, and therefore it's mutter to tell a goy to play in Shabbos. And the Mishnah brings down as others are machmirim in Shabbos, the makel erev Shabbos. Now,
the
other
end, Dalad Amal, the Shuts of Ravim. You're not worried that they're going to carry these instruments in on Shabbos to play with the stances. I'm asking to do it with up there.
I don't know if Shema Yavirenu was a problem. Yid might come and be Mechalo Shabbos. That's where they were geysers. Here, I tell the goy, I mean, if the goy is only carrying it in Shabbos for his convenience. For practical purposes, he can bring it to Erev Shabbos. So, he's not carrying for me. That he's carrying for his own convenience. He could have brought it to Erev Shabbos. So that, it's brought down and then I tell the goy to wash dishes for me. So, he can do use cold water. He puts on the hot water because that's his own convenience. So Mamela, so that's not called this. I didn't tell him about this. Let's go further. Vafilu Laima La'eni Yehudi L'Sakin HaKlishia. Now the remote comes and says, Amir the Kechidis. What happens in Shabbos? They're in the middle of playing, they say, the music and boom. The music stops. The Klishia broke. So, Ayid will come over to the guy in Shabbos and tell him, let me just tell you how you fix it. You do this. And then here he's telling the guy to do a malacha de araisa. Fafilu loyma leini yudi lishakana klishia. Shari mishum kovit chosin vikala. Hama malav hohi osam. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah on this.
So, if it belongs to the
Yid? No, it belongs to the guy. It belongs to the guy. So it belongs to the guy. It's not Chilakut belongs to.
Belongs to the Yid?
There's no difference. I'm talking to do a malacha deraisa. Laima le'eni Yehudi l'sakim. Svira lei. The Simchas Chosin V'Kala Odif Yoyser Misha Stam Debar Mitzvah Amir Dikazach. This day in Remor holds that Simchas Chosin V'Kala is more choshu than other mitzvahs. Valkein mutter hamira afilu betikin aklishir behu malachet diereise. Even though it's a malachet diereise, but you look at the magnitude of the mitzvah, simchas chosin v'kala, that's much better than other mitzvahs, so he holds that you're allowed to tell a goy to do a malach in the reise l'tzorech simchas chosin v'kala. So according to this pshat, so this halacha is unique only by tikkun klishir for simchas chosin v'kala. The magnitude of the mitzvah is so great, you're allowed to tell a goy to do a malach in the reise. That is how the Magen Avraham learns pshat. Obedir ha-grokosav, the goyim says that is not pshat in the Ramah. The day is who sovro kidas ha-matirin lel bereisha in vav sivbeis, the whole melochi di reisha al yidei eini yehudi l'tzerech mitzvah. is a shita's malaita. The malaita shita is that one is permitted to tell a goy to do a malacha di araisa l'tzarech mitzvah. That means there's a Sude Shabbos and there's no candles. Everything I'm allowed to call in a goy to light candles. This is the shita's malaita. So therefore, not that the Gemara was matter because of the mitzvah of Simchas Chosam Mekalas, because the Gemara holds like the malaita. If that's shot in the remote, Vim Kayla Didon the Savram La Loche Kidas Riva Paiskim Shoisrim Gambazelso. So the Goyin says, if that is shot in the remote, he holds like the Balaita. We don't hold like the Balaita. And the Mele. And the mele, it is also to tell a goy to fix a cliche. Now let's go back to the Gemara. So the Avo Belav Hochi also. So now let us see Glotzer Leima Bishar Simchi Shel Mitzvah. Now the Mechaber said you're allowed to tell a goy to play music for Chosan and Kala, and there that hatter was Shvus to Shvus B'Mokhe Mitzvah. It's a Shvus to Shvus B'Mokhe Mitzvah. So what about if I have another mitzvah, going B'Suda Smilem, I have a Bris in Shabbos, or B'Simchas Torah, or Simchas Torah, that's if you have music playing, so some of the dancers are a little tired, so don't make it lemonade. So you tell them going to play the music, and also, so the Gemara says, also, I feel a lame lane, Yehudi Linagin. They're not allowed to tell them. They says, here we don't hold that this mitzvah is permissible. It's kedai to be matter of shvus to shvus. Im loy sheboin meyatmon, if they come themselves, they want to play, I won't send them out. They want to play, mention tasis. Oy shechinu oysom erev Shabbos. Again, it's matter if I told them erev Shabbos, so he's also matter. Vayim b'shailas ha'chuvis ma'riyoche le'kalev, sha'oysa l'nagen b'minim v'ugav b'shas ha'tfila al yedei eini Yehudi. Now, let us just appreciate what we're going to talk about now. When the Reformed movement started, so they were mechadish, chidushim in avoidance Hashem to make the avoidance more sophisticated and more choshev. So they brought in a guy in shul to play an organ on Shabbos. And the Nesivis brings this down, the Chassam Sofer brings this down. This was the beginning of the Reform movement. And it was along this, because it's shvus to shvus to play a musical instrument of the rabbonim, to tell a goy, it's also shvus to shvus, we're not to hear for chos and a kala. No, so for tefillahs, these days, the Chassam Sofer, the shiru l'Hashem shir chodosh, when they said this capital, Shir Hashem Shirchor was like a Shir Chodesh, Chachmon and Flon. So the goy accompanied it and everyone sang, some of the men and women together. About Kaponim, let's get into that. And that was Shabbos things. And they were so.
Do we have a deep player
now?
Don't they have a
deep
player now?
Now they show the true colors. Now they have a deep playing. Now they're in Gansan. But then they didn't. Then it was going with Halacha. Everything was. They were doing things with Shem Shemayim. Yeah. So v'ayim b'shal seshuvis shoyis and nagim b'mini b'ugov b'shas hatzulay de'en yudi in Shabbos. thank God, and the Shiva springs down this actor, and they loved him. They said they, you know, they played to the VM plate cliche on the base of Migdash and Shabbos. No, this is a Migdash man. You should. So then they say, well, and the quick. Yeah, so, they're going, and they're all of you, well, come on, Migdash Mat, they have to, for Shaita. So I'll come on them. So, they ain't supposed to be Migdash, but yes, I mean, Lakim is a Shwitz, but Moki Mitzvah. There's a Mordek in the Sivis, he said something which we wouldn't think of. He says, you're comparing the Shul to the Beis HaMikdash. He said, the Beis HaMikdash, they had Kobonis. The Kabbalists took away the Avedis. If they don't have the Avedis on them, they can be besimcha. We don't have Kabbalists. What's the Simcha all about? We have a peckle of Avedis. You're going to be besimcha? Why are you so besimcha? You're comparing the Amalek and the Sivis. You're comparing the Shul to the Beis HaMikdash. That was one thing. And then, Ma'ayim B'shal Sitchivus Chsam Soifa Chelik Shishi Simen Pevov She'evi Rayis Leser Af B'chol V'nagim B'beis HaKnesset B'shal Satfile B'frat B'Shabbos Ein Shum Eta. He says, Amor V'kezach, the Chsam Soifa says, they played organs. He said, they did not play the a goy would not play the organ in his house. It's holy. He only played it for the Avodah Zarah. Rashi brings down and then by the Bereshis, Rashi brings down the one that was Mahadish, the clean Negine. So Rashi is Lo Shil Avodah Zarah Shalai. It was Mahadish clean. So they played it for their Avodah. It was holy. The harps, minim ugav, he says, minim ugav, whatever minim ugav is, but I'll compone him. So he says that they did it only letzay habayidus aret. So fakel, so fakel, we want to emulate their oifen habayidus. So therefore he says it's also a filu. It's also a filu bechoil to play in Bishas HaTfilu. Lebeklad Bishabes Ein Shum Heta. Okay, so that's... Okay, so the vial, what we have so far is the Al Kaponim, we have a heta to tell a goy to play by Chosin the Kalal, Shmuz the Shmuz the Mokim Mitzvah. The others are Machmirim, but if you tell them Erev Shabbos and Zichem Mutter. Now, look to the Gemara Vayta, V'nogu Lahokul Mitam Sheyis Boyer B'Simin Sha'achar Zerling Yen Tipuach Verikot. Nogu Lahokul Ratzalayma Amire Lenagin B'Shar Simche Shal Mitzvah. So the Ramah says, but Bizmaneinu, there are coolists even on playing musical instruments in Shabbos. Because this whole reason why it's also, because he might come and fix the musical instrument, and since we do not know how to fix the instruments, so the Gzeira does not apply by us. So Mamela, so others are Makel, a fill of my other Simcha Shal Mitzvah, because the Issa is not so Chomer Bizmanenu. Ramush Masme Da'osa Ki'in Bisimchas Chosam Vekale, Yitzoni Mutter by Simchas Chosam Vekale. Agavuchem, Vainaloy Rabbi Shom, Dirshu he brings down, that was Bizmaneum, or Bizmanenu Da'ocha Shulchan says, Rachol Hamendinis, Noyegim is a Issa, Afilu Simchas Chosin Vekale, Nafilu to tell the musicians, Erev Shabbos is also, and that's the minig, and that's how the Cheshulchan brings down, and the Ben Ishchai also says the same thing. This minig that they used to tell Goyim to play musical instruments for Chosin Vekale is Brokol and Mevutol, and we're not matter this at all. Fine. Leniency, puach, verikud. Since we're made by clapping and dancing, perish, kimen de medina, yesh oimrim, the havalon le mishreel and nagin bismanein de bechlishir. Others say, meiker adin one can play cliche. They know the bikiyim basiyosim, we don't know how to fix a cliche. Velekele migzer shema yisakim. Smachal is no iso. Vachain al koponim shori amire le niyudi le nagin. Vahim b'mogil avrom shiskim da al koponim osoloim le niyudi le sakna cliche. Afilu mishum kvoid chosun de kala. Fine. So that is this iso. Now, anudin. Zug hamikashgeish Lishois. Now here we're talking about a clock, a big bell, that every hour it rings, you know, so that you know it's an hour past. The birds, okay, it could also, but we're speaking about the music, about the gong and the ringing of a big bell. Zug amekashkesh lishois. Also, you name Mishkolis. Al Kaponim, there was different. They found them how they made it. Used to wind it up on Shabbos, and each hour it used to ring. Muta laolchoy ulachinoy mibaoydyoim. So you're allowed to prepare it erev Shabbos. V'yekashkeish kol haShabbos. And the whole Shabbos, every hour, we will see Mordechai Chidushim here, how we would learn Pshat, and how Ramesha learned Pshat in this halacha. Fine. Let us see what the Chidush is. Muta la'orchoi, so you're allowed to set it up Erev Shabbos, and you set it up that it's going to ring every hour on the hour. The loy haino, the loy chayshinin, kshe yishmu koiloi, yachshedu sharichi b'shabbos. I mean, the person passes by Yankel's house, and he hears at 3 o'clock, and he is bong, 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 oi, vey, this is Yankel, how did this happen? Some Yankel said in the Shabbos, will be chayshin Yankel. Shakel Yadim Shadakil Arichem, yes, but nobody knows that everybody knows this big bell. It's a 24-hour clock or a 12-hour clock, and you set it, you prepare it before Shabbos, and every hour it rings, so there's no shad. Everyone knows how it works. Yisholem al Yisrael. So now there's a Amiradike Machlekes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe says that means like this. We see the Mechaber was afraid someone's going to pass by 3 o'clock in the afternoon outside of Yankel's house. He hears a clock ringing, whatever it is. No, nothing. He knows. You prepare the set of Shabbos. The dreams for 28 windows every hour and the hour. So, fine. Let's say a person sets an alarm clock. And he sets the alarm clock. And normally, when do you set an alarm clock? Before you go to sleep, you set the alarm clock. You want to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning. So you're not going to set the clock 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to ring 6 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't want that. Before you go to sleep, you set the alarm clock. So if you set a loud alarm clock, and someone hears 6 o'clock in the morning, the alarm's ringing, say, ooh. How did this come about? See, I will not say, Mr. Tommy, he said it at night. So the chashad, what the Mechaber said is not applicable by a big ben, is applicable by an alarm clock. As they said, Moshe says, if it's a loud alarm clock, it's also, the Mechaber was only makel And then we see the Mishnah, that's what you do. You said it the day before, but in the long talk, it's not like that. So Mamele, he holds it's also, some Zalman holds it's mutter. Fine. Now, the Dirshoi brings about another Shaila. Let's talk about, not about an electric alarm clock, let's talk about a Poshet alarm clock. What is, if a person in Shabbos, let's say there's a... A what? Not snooze. We're not talking about electric one. We're talking about an alarm clock that you there's a button that makes it shouldn't ring, and you pull out the button, it's going to ring. So I have the button, and it prevents the bell from ringing. So before the in Shabbos, I'll take out the button. So when it's going to come 6 o'clock in the morning, it's going to ring. Are you allowed to do this in Shabbos? That means from what I'm doing in Shabbos, it's going to ring in Shabbos. So there are Mekilim and Machmirim. There are Mekilim, he brings on the oil at the end. He holds that even though Hashmos Kol is also, I'm not allowed to make a ringing sound in Shabbos, but this is a Gromer. I'm taking out the button, and then this is it's 10 o'clock at night, and then Mamela in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, it's going to ring. So others hold this is Mutter, let's see him. And they say, over from the Chazenish held that it's also. And the Chutzani Rav Nissim Kerelitz also holds that it's also. Rav Nissim Kerelitz seems he holds it also of Tikkun Molem. That means I am making that. That means this clock will not. The clock has a function of waking up people's Moshe Yeshayim. That's the function of the clock. Kozman, the button is pushed down, it can't function. By pulling out the button, so I'm now making that it should be able to function. So Nissan Kiros could be that was the time of the Chazen Yishol, so that it is also. So here we have Mekilim and Nisan.
They would be Shabbos. Clock with a light where you have a little thing that you put in, pull out.
That's a little bit more complicated. We won't speak about that now. That's a little bit more complicated. He was just speaking about a plain clock without any shaykhus electricity. Now let's go a little further. So here we're talking about this big clock. So it's going to ring every hour on the hour. Everyone knows that it was prepared midboidyayin. Avol b'Shabbos. But he said, let's talk about he didn't do it erev Shabbos. Is he allowed to do it Shabbos? Loi miboy. The Muhammad, if the clock stopped, the Osa Lahino Ishayelech, so you can't go now and wind it up that to make that it should start going. This was the way they used to wind it up. They used to wind up the clocks. You're not allowed to wind up a clock in Shabbos. V'yesh bozeh isser toire. There's an isser toire l'kama poiskim dahavi b'chlal tikkun molem. This is a chayei odom nachazaynish amur yedikazach. To wind up a clock in Shabbos, that means cold man, the clock is not wound up. It can't function. The winding gives chiyus to the clock. Now the clock can tell time. Now the clock can. So they hold to wind up a clock. It's a shayla of stinking money. Yeah. God, the same thing. They speak about for babies, you have a swing, then you wind up the swing. So I'm missing that also. Now you're making the swing that's going to swing back and forth. So Mamela, he holds this as also, so it's the same thing in mother. Fine. Hello. I feel the boy day oile. Now, the clock is going. But between you and me, I don't know how long it's going to go. So I'm going to wind it up now to make to ensure that it's going to continue going. Also, Gamkein Limshay Hamishkoilis, Oibitashinu Hutamashachal Galgal, that means to wind up a pocket watch. Shlayim Sekiluchai. So, Melon, this is not so poshit. But this is also minatoire, because to say it's a tikkun mone, now it's going. So I'm only doing something that it shouldn't stop later. So it could be, that's not called a deraisa tikkun mone, because the violence going, and I'm making it all continue going. That's not called a tikkun mone. It's also minarabona, it could be. Im loy letzorech choyle atzorech lekach. If you have a choyle that needs this, I mean, the choyle has to know the time. The choyle, he takes his medicine, that's right. He takes his medicine every 2 hours, so he has to know the time. Yes, lahate larichoy bohoidoy choyle, of the choyle, needs to know the time, and he won't know the time if you won't wind up the clock. If you can find a guy, better find a guy. If you can't find a guy, so there is matter to, if it is going, to wind it and to continue going. The chayla needs to know when to take his medicine. He said, very good. He's a chayla. We're matter for a chayla.
Sure he's sick.
He's not full of mishkov. He's sick. He has to take his medicine every 2 hours. No, we're talking about he's not full of mishkov. He's a chayler. That is a mechush. He's a chayler. By day in the Yehudi, yes, lata l'richa l'tzorech ha'chayla afog sh'nivsa kiluchay. Afilu, if it stops going, but ha'chayla sh'nofa l'mishkom am allowed to tell a goy to do a malach in the reise for him. I'm allowed to go to do a malach in the reise. So I'm allowed to, so if he needs to know the time, I'm allowed to tell a goy to wind up the clock. V'da oit. Shaoison Moire Shoy, Shakiran Tashino, a pocket watch. Sharogil Lafomin, Shaoimid, Venusik Beluch. Sometimes these pocket watches, it stops. You don't have to wind it up. Umenanoi, Bemitas Vachoiseluch. You just shake it a little bit and it wakes up and it starts working again. Sorech lizoyer, shaloi lenanoi b'shabbos. You have to be very careful that you shouldn't be menaneya. Okay, now let us just say a few halachas. Okay, what is the din? Are you allowed to set the time, set the handles to say what time it is. So others say this is a tikkun mone. This is a tikkun mone because before the clock is not telling time at all. Now it's telling time, so that's called a tikkun mone. And they say, oh, a maisha from Rab Chaim. They once asked Rab Chaim, what is better, a clock that doesn't go at all, or a clock that that goes but it doesn't keep the right time? So Rab Chaim said, it's better a clock that doesn't go at all. Because of course there's one time in the day you're saying the emes, but a clock that's going to say this, so it's never saying the emes. So components we can understand, so that's called a tikkun moleh. Till now the clock wasn't telling me the time. Now I'm putting it on the right time, so it's telling me the time. That's a shayla b'ayin. So it's a different shayla and answer. So others say that if you wear it not because you want to know the time, v'lo'ete is the wrong time because it's a tachshin. So others are made by women to tashitim that they can wear it. That's a different lumdis. Now. So there are machmirim and this also to set the time. A clock that works automatically, that winds itself up through the motions of the hand. There are chilukei days if one could wear it. If one was wearing it, so there's a so one can continue wearing it, like he's not doing anything. That's all Kaponim, that's the Shaila. And just one second. Yeah, but it's Takim Segresha, but could be now I'm not doing anything because, okay, it's preferable not to wear it. Just one more story. There's also a shayla. But that's the shayla of it going. If it's going alone, it's sufficient. Okay. Tomorrow the ilam will come of the kindness. What? The doctor's appointment.
You're the other one.
Well, that's an early kindness, yeah. You could come tomorrow? Okay. After your Eve. Yeah. I went away. It's